This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The desperate scramble to save lives continues in Syria after an alleged chemical weapons attack on a rebel-held town in Syria in which 49 people are said to have died.
The reports of mass casualties have prompted the U.S. to call for an immediate international response if the use of chemical weapons is confirmed. The Syrian American Medical Society, which operates 139 medical facilities in Syria, said a chlorine bomb had hit a hospital in Douma, the largest urban center in eastern Ghouta near the capital Damascus. The medical relief organization said a second attack with mixed agents had hit a nearby building. One video circulated by activists shows the lifeless bodies of around a dozen men, women, and children, some with foam at their mouths.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. One male resident died and four firefighters were injured after a blaze started at a Trump Tower in New York City Saturday. A 50th floor apartment fire was virtually entirely on fire when firefighters were called to the structure at about 5:30 Saturday afternoon, according to New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Inigro.
It's a very difficult fire, as you can imagine. The apartment is quite large. We're 50 stories up. The rest of the building had a considerable amount of smoke. It took a lot of members, 200 firefighters and EMS members are on the scene. We had many floors to search and stairways.
At the time of the fire, no members of the Trump family were in the building where President Trump's home residence and organization are headquartered. The U.S. military is providing more assistance for the fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State in the north and against Taliban insurgents to the south and west. The push comes as part of an intensified effort against both groups as Afghanistan seeks to root out IS and convince the Taliban to end their differences. This is VOA News. Police continued their investigation Sunday at the scene where a man drove a van into a crowd in the old city center of Münster in western Germany. The German Interior Minister, Horst Seehofer, Sunday called the act a cowardly and brutal crime.
Wir haben jetzt wieder erlebt, dass bei allen Bemühungen einer staatlichen Gemeinschaft...
Once again, we experienced that despite all efforts in a national community, despite doing and having to do all that is humanly possible to protect our citizens, unfortunately, complete security is not possible. And yet, time and again, we have to do everything in our power to continue to reduce, perhaps even to prevent, such crimes that you wouldn't want to think were possible. Prosecutors said that they still have no indication why the 48-year-old German man drove a van into a crowd of people, killing two, injuring 20 others, before shooting himself to death inside the van. Local media have identified him as an industrial designer living in Münster and had been suffering from psychological problems. Although he has turned himself in, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's defiance of a judge's deadline to turn himself in and start serving a 12-year prison sentence for corruption created a tense standoff with the ex-leader, holed up with supporters in a union headquarters. Federal judge had given the ex-president until Friday afternoon to present himself to police, but the deadline came and went, with police reluctant to move inside the building, given the thousands of Da Silva's supporters outside making clashes a possibility. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed sympathy Saturday for the victims of a crash involving a bus carrying Canadian junior hockey team that claimed 15 lives. 14 other people had been injured, three of them critically. Days after swearing in its new prime minister, Ethiopia has begun to make good on promised reforms. In the past week alone, officials have closed an infamous detention center and released 11 jailed journalists and politicians. Former prisoners and journalists, however, say that many detainees have simply been moved to different facilities, and they question whether the symbolic closure and releases signify any real change. And again, one of our top stories, the U.S. military providing more assistance for fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State in both the north and against Taliban insurgents to the south and west. The U.S. also says it has carried out 75 strikes targeting drug production facilities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA.